all see the speed that Tyreek Hill has, how fast he is.
Yes.
What you guys are trying to do with him. What are some of the challenges of trying to get a guy with that of that size and that skill set, getting him involved in the offense?
Yeah. More than I think size and skill set is just getting him acclimated to the different spots he's playing on the field. I mean, we got him, like, where's Waldo? We got him bouncing in a lot of different positions. So that's a lot to gather as we start down these installs. He's got a great aptitude. He appears to be able to have the ability to do that. And then when he gets in those spots, he's going to have a lot of freedom that he doesn't know he has right now. You know, I mean, to convert a route, to be able to strike a route back outside. So just getting familiar. You know, what we say is, we don't like line runners, and all the young guys are line runners right now. There's so many things that they can do along those lines in the playbook that they're not even aware of right now. And so I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges.
What do you think of the two-minute drill
today? I thought it was a good start. Good start. We had two timeouts. Defense had two timeouts. The new spot, 25-yard line after a touchback. I thought we did some good things, you know. I'm not infallible back there as a referee. You know, there might have been a sack or two that I missed. I'm sure defense felt that way. At least I hear it that way. But, you know, I thought it was pretty good tempo and pretty good execution from a couple of those groups.
How realistic is the possibility of the Chiefs might carry four tight ends this year?
I don't know. That's a better question for Coach Reed. Yep.
Anything else? Have you seen Demetrius Harris develop?
Yeah, I mean, you can't say enough about him. Particularly through last year when he had that foot injury and he missed all of our OTAs. He came in to training camp at a big number weight-wise. He worked it back to a number that he could handle. He's a guy that's just gotten better and better and better every year in Coach Rubin's program in terms of preparing himself to play physically as a professional football player, not a basketball player. So, and then he has very good understanding of what he's doing within our system. He does know how to, what he can do along those lines.
Do you have any expectations or any different expectations for the tight ends of what Travis
Kelce
in this offense this year?
I don't. I mean, typically in this offense, we count on tight ends. We play with a good bit of two tight ends and sometimes three tight ends. So I think, you know, Trav will continue to up his game, and hopefully the guys behind him up his game. But we'll continue to use the tight ends as much as we can in this offense.
Last one, BJ. What is Rod Shooter bring? How does he activate?
Yeah, again, Street's one of those guys that's just I thought at the end of OTA he started to learn some of the flexibility that he had. He really has a good feel for the game, not only straight line speed, but being able to set up routes quickly, being able to release the line of scrimmage, and he's a proven entity. He's played this game at a high level at Oakland.
Thank you.